I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a look at a homeless World Cup rife with redemption. Really. But first, Wimbledon 2011 has featured upsets, but not the upset lots of more or less local fans were rooting for. Rafael Nadal bounced back from a one-set-to-none deficit to beat Scotland's Andy Murray yesterday afternoon. Joining me now from Wimbledon is Mr. Tennis himself, Bud Collins. Hi, Bud.
Bill, how are you?
Very well, thank you. We will get to a discussion of the finals, of course. But first, tell me if you were surprised that Roger Federer got bumped from the tournament in the quarters.
Well, I'm always surprised when he loses because he's an all-time great player. But I was doubly surprised with the way Sanga came through after losing the first two sets and then not allowing a break point the rest of the way and beating Roger. People were saying, oh, he's through. He's certainly not through. He's capable of winning major championships yet, in my view anyway. But Sanga, who's a big guy, fast, hit some incredible shots, and he went on to defeat. After that win, he got beat.
Bud, I've been trying to keep up with the tournament from this side of the Atlantic, of course, and it's been a little bit frustrating because most of the articles seem to be about the celebrities, royal and otherwise, watching the action rather than about the players. Has this been an especially celebrity-studded edition of Wimbledon?
Well, it seems to be more people considering themselves celebrities, I guess. There have been some names and faces that I almost recognize, but I wouldn't say any more so. It's a real magnet. People who are near Wimbledon want to go there, and it's always sold out.
Among the previous champions who will be watching the finals this time around are Serena and Venus Williams, but Maria Sharapova has returned to the Wimbledon final after an absence of 7 years, although I gather she was not exactly flawless in her semifinal match, which included a lot of double faults.
No, she had 13 double faults. She served 48%, but she's very determined, and she is the favorite of the local bookmakers here. But I think she's going to have a good, tough time with Kvitova, who is the Czech from a small town in the Czech Republic, left-handed. Does that remind you of anybody?
Well, I was going to ask you that question. People have been saying, hey, she's a Czech, she's left-handed, this is Martina Navratilova all over again. It would seem to me it's a bit early for that comparison.
I would think so. Just as the German kid was being compared to Steffi Graf before she lost, so... You have to be a little patient.
Of course, Petra Kvitova has not been in a spotlight this bright before, unlike Maria Sharapova. How much will that matter?
Well, you just never know. I think Kvitova is going to do very well myself. She's got the big left-handed serve. She has a tremendous forehand. She was a semifinalist last year here when she took a set from the champion, Serena. So I think she's going to be all right. But Sharapova is in a great fettle. She's in love with a basketball player. And as I said to her, does every girl deserve a basketball player? And she said, well, if they get one like mine.
The men's final will match Novak Djokovic with Rafael Nadal. Djokovic has lost just one match this year. I'd have to guess that his confidence level is pretty high.
It's amazing, really. But I'll tell you, I'll give you a name you got to remember. Bernard Tomic, T-O-M-I-C, a young Australian who is going to bring the Aussies off their starvation diet after so many great years. He's 18 years old. He was a qualifier, and he was in a position to beat Djokovic. He didn't. It went four sets, but I think that's a name to remember, Tomic.
All right, Bud, it's time for predictions, so give us a winner on the women's side first, and then tell us who wins the men's final.
Well, I'm going to go with the left-hander, Kvitova. Maybe she's got some favors for Martina Navratilova. So I'm picking her in an upset. And on the other side with the men, I can never pick against Nadal. He just was tremendous against Andy Murray, and he moves so well. He injured his left foot the other day, but he was playing and has been playing on painkillers, injections. But the way he moved, you wouldn't know it. And he is a true treasure of sport. Like Federer, they're two of the greatest champions we've ever had.
Bud Collins has been writing about Wimbledon for the Boston Globe, and he joined me from London. Bud, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.
In group play at the Women's World Cup in Germany, France, Germany, and Japan have distinguished themselves. Each of those teams has won twice. Most of the first-round games have been close, but Japan scored four times in shutting out Canada yesterday. New Zealand was eliminated from the tournament when they lost to England yesterday 2-1. The U.S. overcame a sluggish first half against North Korea to win their first match 2-0 on Tuesday. They will face Colombia today in Group C play. In today's second game, Sweden will attempt to make their way into the knockout round at the expense of North Korea.